G-30, Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. In the minutes after Mr. Bird's departure from Stevenson Farm, Clark spent his wait for a call leaning against the house in a more or less upright stance while facing in the direction of the cornfield. This position provided the advantage of allowing him to not only keep an eye on the course path that led the short way to Phil, but also to see and hear anything or anyone who might approach the house. The floodlights were still on, and the only sound in the air was a gentle rustling of corn, which would have been pleasantly relaxing in any other context. So preoccupied was he with his coexistent thoughts of motives and vengeance, Clark didn't check the time on his phone once to see how much of the half hour he'd afforded Mr. Bird had elapsed. As it went, only 21 minutes passed between Mr. Bird's departure and Clark's next contact with any of the group. To his great surprise, however, this didn't come in the form of a phone call. Rather, it came with the arrival of a car which, understandably at this point, took no care to arrive stealthily. Clark moved to the front of the house as soon as he heard the rising noise of an approaching engine. "Please be Bird, not the police," he said in silent prayer. The doubt lasted no longer than a few seconds, thanks to a combination of the farmhouse's powerful floodlights and the vehicle's speedy arrival, but Clark was more than a little surprised to see that it was neither a police car nor his or Mr. Bird's. His feeling was of confusion rather than concern, though, because the shape of the car was convincingly familiar even before he could read the license plate for absolute confirmation. On an intellectual level, Clark knew who was driving the car long before she stepped out of it and ran towards him, but somehow that didn't make the sight of his sister-in-law Emma any less surprising to his emotionally frazzled mind.
"Are you okay?"
Emma asked, immediately placing a hand on each of Clark's cheeks and gazing into his eyes rather than hugging him. He said nothing.
"It's going to be okay,"
she went on, now stepping forward to give him the hug he might have expected initially.
"There's nothing?"
"Emma, it's not your job to make me feel safe,"
Clark interrupted, his voice somewhat grainy, having not spoken for so long while he gazed out at the cornfield in deep and troubled thought.
"Mr. Bird told me you managed to keep it bottled up and helped him straighten up,"
Emma said, not in any way offended by words that she knew had come across more sharply than Clark intended.
"Listen to me. You can't spend your whole life being there for everyone else to lean on and bottle everything up until it explodes. If your life was your life, off on an island somewhere, fine. But not when you're my daughter's uncle and not when you're my sister's partner, okay? Sadness isn't weakness, Clark. I've told you that before and I'll tell you however many times it takes until it gets through."
Ordinarily, Clark would have said something back, likely in a defensive tone, but the nature of Emma's appeal, based on not only his well-being, but that of the wider family they shared, was anything but ordinary. She had never said anything like this to him before, and it got through at the first time of asking.
"Clark, you're the strongest person any of us know," she said to wrap it all up, holding his eyes as a single tear welled in each. "But you're still human. We don't need you to pretend you're not. We just need you to be here, not always for us. Just with us."
He nodded without speaking while fighting back slowly welling tears. When Emma began to shed more than a few tears of her own, though, rage and sorrow swirled within him.
"I'm going to find them and I'm going to kill them," he growled. "Even if I go to jail for the rest of my life, it'll be worth every second."
"You're not going to jail," Emma said.
"I know. I just meant..."
"But they're not getting away with this," she interrupted to finish her thought.
Clark's eyes widened at the strength of these words, both in their meaning and delivery, and he nodded with far more vigor than on the last few occasions.
"Why did you come straight out here anyway?" he asked. "Why didn't you call? And if someone was coming out, why didn't Bird come back?"
"Mr. Bird isn't what we need for this,"
Emma replied. She held his eyes and spoke without emotion.
"Clark, we need to clean this up."